Photos: ICE arrests two illegals charged with child rape. One Brazilian fugitive in Massachusetts. By Amy Furr on November 21, 2024. Officials have caught three illegal immigrants in Massachusetts who are accused of horrific crimes against children. In press releases on Wednesday, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) Boston shared details about the three cases, Fox News reported. Two of the suspects were charged with forcibly raping Massachusetts children, while a third man was convicted of raping a child in Brazil. In a social media post on Wednesday, Fox News's Bill Maligan shared photos of two of the suspects. All of these arrests took place in MA, where Governor Maura Healey said the other day her state will not cooperate with the incoming Trump admin's federal immigration enforcement efforts, Maligan wrote. ICE said the first suspect, 21-year-old minor Stephen De Paz Munoz, who is from Guatemala, was charged on November 12 in Great Barrington with rape of child by force, rape of a child, and indecent assault and battery against a minor. De Paz Munoz entered the United States September 24, 2020, near Eagle Pass, Texas, without admission by an immigration official. He was released by U.S. Border Patrol with a notice to appear before a Department of Justice Executive Office of Immigration Review judge. The Great Barrington Police Department arrested De Paz Munoz February 29, 2024, for rape of a child by force, rape of a child, and indecent assault and battery on person 14 or older. URO, Enforcement and Removal Operations. Boston lodged an immigration detainer with the Great Barrington Police Department upon their arrest of De Paz Munoz. The ICE detainer was ignored and De Paz Munoz was released on bail before URO Boston officers could respond to take him into custody. The Berkshire County Superior Court charged De Paz Munoz with the crimes, which remain pending, and De Paz Munoz remains in URO custody. ICE also said officers arrested 42-year-old Billy Ernie Buitrago Bustos on November 15 in Pittsfield. The Colombian is charged with rape of a child by force, statutory rape, and aggravated rape against a minor. He was admitted into the United States in May 2016 at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport but did not depart under the terms of his visa, ICE explained. The Great Barrington Police Department arrested Buitrago Bustos October 8, 2023, for rape of a child by force, statutory rape, and aggravated rape. URO Boston lodged an immigration detainer with the Great Barrington Police Department upon their arrest of Buitrago Bustos. On October 12, 2023, the Southern Berkshire District Court arraigned Buitrago Bustos on the charges and ordered Buitrago Bustos held without bail. These charges were elevated March 18 to the Berkshire County Superior Court. The Berkshire County Jail and House of Correction in Pittsfield honored the immigration detainer and released Buitrago Bustos into the custody of URO Boston November 15 after he posted bail. URO Boston issued Buitrago Bustos a notice to appear before a Department of Justice Executive Office of Immigration Review judge. Buitrago Bustos remains in URO custody. ICE identified the third suspect as 41-year-old Alexander Romauta Oliveira, a Brazilian fugitive, who was arrested on Monday in Methuen. While still in Brazil, he was convicted of raping a child. At the time of his conviction in 2022, he was sentenced to 14 years. However, he fled the country before serving his time. ICE stated. Romauta Oliveira entered the United States near Santa Teresa, New Mexico, April 16, 2022, without admission by an immigration official and was released from DHS custody after having been served with a notice to appear before a Department of Justice Executive Office of Immigration Review judge. President-elect Donald Trump said recently that no price tag will stop him from implementing his plan for mass deportations of illegals. Breitbart News reported November 7, noting Trump also said he will be working to make the border strong and powerful. Trump has chosen Thomas Homan to oversee border security and deportations, Breitbart News said on November 11. Homan is an experienced border officer who served as acting chief of the Vital Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency in 2017 and 2018, the article reads. The agency is responsible for finding, arresting, and deporting illegal migrants. Homan strongly supported Trump during the 2024 election.